Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Yes.
Geraldine, how did your collaboration with K2Match begin?
About the first K2Match event, when they came here to Monaco, I met Alexandros. And I said to Alexandros, this is synchronicity. We're meeting for a reason. And we actually had to laugh. And I got to know Bader and Alexandros more. And we directly clicked because I just understood what they were doing. And I kept on saying, you need to become an incubator and accelerator and be able to help startup companies to raise funds. And then we continued our relationship. We stayed in contact. And every time they came, I tried to come and invite more investors from Monaco. I understood it's not easy here in Monaco to actually get the investors to come to events, because that's what I used to do before for a pharmaceutical company. And then we stayed in contact. And then later on last year, when I stepped out of corporate, I moved to Cyprus, to Alexandros.
Right.
And he welcomed me in his home. And I coached him and we started collaborating together. And then I moved to Thailand. Yeah.
Right.
So we're really good friends.
Okay. So what is K2Match in your own words?
K2Match is an investor community and startup community beyond what you already know as a typical accelerator or incubator. It's a human-centric collaboration where investors alike, startup founders, are very well filtered through to understand what is it that they can change and bring to the world?
Right.
It's very different from any kind of finance or investment event. It's not just another event where people pay, I don't know, £5,000 or whatever and have a presentation, that's it. Mm-hmm. Everything is very well curated. So who comes through the door, who fits, who talks a lot of hot air, who is really a startup that actually brings something to the table.
Right.
And the due diligence is a big problem when it comes to startups as well as for investors.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think well-being is so important for entrepreneurs and founders today?
It's a foundation on how you function in this world. It's the foundation on how you have your relationships with your loved ones, with people in your company, with your team as a startup founder, but most importantly, the relationship to yourself. Mm-hmm. What is it that you understand who you are? Who are you? What? How does this function, this body? How does your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual body work? Only if you know that, you truly know what you want. One of my teachers always said, Geraldine, if you do not know who you are, how do you know what you want? And it's key because I see so many startup founders and very wealthy people who have exited their companies creating these startups because of money. Exit, exit, exit. But they're not really happy because they don't understand who they are. Mm-hmm. They don't understand what does it mean to step into your purpose and create a change. We live in a paradigm shift. You cannot just go out there, especially the old souls of us. He cannot go out there and just want to make millions and be a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's just going to fire back. We are all asked to shift something, a perspective, a way of seeing the world and how to change something in this planet. I mean, there's so much going on currently on this planet. What can you do that marks a difference and helps humanity and your environment?
So we often think that founders are facing a lot of stress and they have to find balance. But do you think if their focus is actually on making impactful investments, impactful projects for the world, they're going to avoid stress?
Yeah, It's more satisfying, isn't it? Come on. What we believe in spirituality, if you go against your soul purpose, you will have so much resistance and so much suffering and pain. But if you understand what is your soul purpose and why are you on this planet in this time and space, everything will flow. You will, of course, go through resistance because you do need to create a vessel that is able to receive the abundance, that is able to receive the capabilities and the skill set to be able to be successful. It doesn't mean that you should not work, but this whole like work hard, play hard and push force, how is that going for you?
Of course.
Burnout. Yeah.
So, and this is when you wrote about the founder's self-care is a hidden metric. So what do you mean by that?
What investors are looking at in the past was the idea, the founder that who can push, understands the finances and can sell. But what we are looking at now, who is the founder? What is her or his story? Why are they doing what they are doing? And is that a sustainable business in the future? Of course, the financial metrics are still there. But without the founder and the founding team, no matter how great the idea is, no matter how great the P&L sheet is, the EBITDA, the OPEX, the CAPEX, if the founder is not having a stable, balanced nervous system, immune system, understands how to communicate to his team and how to run a team and lead by example, all of the metrics are not important. Yeah.
So if self-care is one of the metrics, how do you actually measure it?
You measure it, you can only measure this individually. It is really customized, personalized self-care. For instance, in the past, there was a great book that I used to read, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, by a great author and coach, Robin Sharma, and I still follow him. And it was the 5 a.m. wake up, you know, you meditate, you train, and you do this to take care of yourself to be then ready for work. For women, it doesn't work this way. We cannot do the cold plunges. It's really bad for our hormones, and depending on where you are in your cycle in the month. And we have to nurture sometimes our system differently than men. So what is important, if you have a routine that works for you, that does not mean that it needs to be Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. Meditation is key. Out of just training with your mind is key. That is important. Whatever meditation you want to use. The physical exercise, the functional movement is key. Strengthening is key. But how you eat is very important. The most important part is how do you take yourself time every single day, at least 1 hour, which is 4% of your day. Your self-care routine can look differently. But the most important thing is how does it nurture your nervous system, your immune system? How does it give back to your emotional body and your spiritual body? This can be going to the church, but it can also be praying at home.
So you talked about integrating these self-care practices in your daily work. So working with founders, entrepreneurs, so with K2Match, how do you practically help them? Like, is it just coaching sessions? Is it actually sessions where you go and do things together? How do you help them to integrate those practices in their daily work or even raise awareness of those practices?
So raising awareness is, I have a podcast on Yachting International Radio. I started the yachting industry first for crew. So I raise awareness by addressing certain topics and certain and offering certain tools, you know, because everyone is just totally differently inclined and resonates to different tools. Sometimes people resonate more to yoga, the others resonate more to Tai Chi. And then in the coaching sessions, there can be one-to-one where I'm going to speak to the person and depends also how the person is inclined. If the person is very open to spirituality, we're looking at the past lives and the ancestral trauma to understand their soul corrections and how we can heal that. If a person is not in not yet opened for this, then we look at the physical layer. We look at like, hey, what do you do every single day? Mm-hmm. And how can we add a different kind of movement into it and some breathing exercises and some meditation? In the workshops, we're looking at the entity of the startup together and understand who is every person and how do they fit within your startup. And so they get to know each other better and understand also how they communicate. Because the relationship to yourself, your self-care practice will have an impact on how you communicate to your team members mm-hmm. and how do you operate in life.
Of course.
At Family Hippocampus, for instance, I run a family office foundation. We're looking at the family members, especially next generation, who totally have a different mindset than your generation.
Uh-huh.
And we understand what is the answer to trauma in this family? Why are certain lessons repeating? Many wealthy people have been so wealthy, but they hit rock bottom also. How can you avoid that from happening? And that is mainly ancestral trauma, because there's a soul correction inside of that specific person that has actually indirectly given this energy to their kids.
Yes.
So this, you want to break that line. Only one person within the family, as well as one person in the startup, can shift the energy and the frequency.
Of course. Can you share one concrete example of how this approach has made a difference for someone?
I have met a couple of years back in Dubai, a lady, a young lady, 21, comes from a very wealthy family in Europe. I met her at a bar and she had gin tonics. At that time, I was still drinking and she was smoking cigarettes and I could feel her anxiety level. I tapped a little bit in there and I'm like, oof, okay. And then we spoke and she suddenly opened up. I mean, in the middle of the bar, Amazonicas in Dubai, yeah. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. We stayed in contact and she came from a family. Both parents were very wealthy and she studied law and she put herself a lot under pressure. And then her grandparents, who were very important in her life, passed away. And I stayed with her with the coaching and we understood that she came from an energy in her family that was very narcissistically driven. And she felt the fear of not being good enough. And she always did what her father said and never was able to be her own person. So more I worked with her, I did not put her down under. So I did not put her in a clinical hypnotherapy. She was not ready to do it. But already the energy of talking was very different. And she went to a psychiatrist and a therapist since she was 15. And she took antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills. And the first Amy looked at, how can you get off these pills? And just because of a few sessions we had, she completely changed her life. She moved away. She created her own life. And her mother supported her a lot because her mother was also the one who divorced the father before. And because of her changing herself, the daughter, everything changed in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I saw, okay, you know what? This actually has some evidence here.
Yes.
Not only did you do it with your own family, because I changed, everything else in my family changed. And I'm like, okay, this works. And then I realized that if this works in this case, Family Hippocampus is our foundation. I'm like, okay, let's figure out a way how we can help these generations mm-hmm. to get along.
Yeah.
It does not mean that they have to get separated. It just means that suddenly a person who can set her boundaries is able to step into a whole different frequency and vibration where the father cannot say anything anymore. They will not like it at the beginning, but it will be okay.
Yeah. Taking it back to entrepreneurship and startups, do you feel that the mindset in the startup world is changing? Are people more open to such ideas as spirituality?
Absolutely. Yeah, funny enough, I see that because especially raising funds, that means you need to stay in a higher vibration and frequency. And you need to understand that if you as a startup founder do not have skin in the game, you are actually telling to the universe, like, I don't believe in my own startup. I don't believe in my own idea. I don't believe in my own team. If you can lead by example, and more of the startup founders are looking at it like, okay, how can I avoid to get burned out? Because if I burn out, I cannot keep up. So there's a shift. And I see this also with Alexandros. I coach Alexandros too at the beginning. And we did a lot of Tai Chi, Qigong. He still meditates. And even for him, it was a shift. And you can ask him yourself, you know.
I will.
Yes. So, I think there's a generally a shift, not only with startup founders, also with investors who understand, like, you know what? I need to have an emotionally and mentally and physically stable startup founder to be able to make sure that my investment is secure.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
What kind of well-being activities or sessions are you creating with K2 Match?
We're going to create a workshop, a training where we're going to do an introduction onto self-care.
First of all, you had Tai Chi sessions during K2 Match conference last week at the morning.
Yes. So we had, that was a tester. Like,
okay. What was the feedback?
It was good. They did not understand Tai Chi Qigong first. And it was something new for them. And everyone can do it. You don't need to be on a yoga mat. You know, sometimes it's a hurdle, especially for men, to get them on a yoga mat.
Yeah.
So that was very easy for them.
And it was also good attendance.
Yes.
So people really...
We had 20 people. Actually.
Yeah, so people surprised. Really like were really interested in coming and testing it. And a part of... So you started saying, like, what are the other activities and sessions that you're creating for entrepreneurs with K2 Match?
So we're going to create workshops where we're going to introduce self-care and understand why it's important. Educate the participants on the nervous system regulation, how to regulate your nervous system, immune system, understand energy and frequency, how manifestation works. So we bring in neuroscience, we bring quantum physics, and we bring in all the different tools that I have been studying with many different mentors for the last 27 years. And that's like condensed already online on a course on my website. But that will be then more adjusted to the group that I'm speaking to.
Of course. And finally, if you could give one short piece of advice to startup founders reading this, what would that be?
First of all, just be very clear. What is your story? Because your story will implement itself in your startup. And that is it really authentically you? And authenticity is such a big key thing for self-care. It's like, does it really nurture your nervous system and embraces who you truly are? Or is it just something that you do because you want to have money? Which is not a bad thing either. But understand, if you step into your purpose, it makes everything easier. I'm not saying to you, you won't have challenges.
Yeah.
But you step into a totally different frequency.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.